أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو أن ما في الأرض من شجرة أقلام والبحر يمده من بعده سبعة أبحر ما نفذت كلمات الله إن الله عزيز حكيم. ما خلقكم ولا بعثكم إلا كنفس واحدة إن الله سميع بصير. صدق الله العظيم. After Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made hijrat and come to Madinah Munawwara, some of the rabbis, the scholars amongst the Jews, visited Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and as usual they made some objections on the Quran Kareem, and in that manner they became accusative with regards to the Quran Kareem. So one of them said to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Quran Kareem says, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, that you as an ummah have been given very little knowledge. Now, does this ayah refer only to your ummah, that is the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or this little knowledge refers to one and all? That will include the Christians and the Jews. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that my ummah also has been given very little knowledge. The Yahud also have been given very little knowledge. And the Nasara also have been given very little knowledge. So they said, no, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the Torah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, tibyanan likulli shay. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is an explanation for everything. In other words, they claim to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Qur'an Kareem in itself that if they had the explanations of everything and this ummah has been given little knowledge, then obviously there is a big difference between the two ummahs, the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to them that despite the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said that Allah has given you people the explanation of everything, but you yourselves do not understand everything in the Torah in itself, and you will never ever be able to encompass the knowledge that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has. On this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ, that if all the trees on this earth had to become pens. Now in those days we know that the pens were made out of wood, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to that, that if all the trees had to be cut up and all those trees had to be made into pens, وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ, and then the entire ocean had to be used as the ink for these pens, and as a backup thereafter, seven oceans like the oceans that we have throughout this world, seven other oceans Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have created one after the other, and all these oceans one after the other had to be used as the ink, in other words to express the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma nafidat kalimatullah, it will never complete writing the kalimat of Allah, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ulama have explained that it refers to the wisdom and the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It refers to the qudrat and the power and the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That if these pens are to write and write and write, the inks of this the oceans of this world, seven other oceans, the trees all would have got exhausted, but none would have been able to do justice to describe the majesty, the greatness, the power, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that could have never been described. In other words, it is infinite. Something that is limited will never be able to describe something that is infinite. So insan also, you Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, the message here is that you also, you are a limited being. Your senses, your organs, everything, your mind is limited. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's power, Allah's knowledge is unlimited. Allah's knowledge goes into infinity. So whatever is limited will never be able to hold the capacity and have the capacity of something that is unlimited. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes to us also the great knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power and the might of Allah. Inna Allaha Azizun Hakim. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Aziz, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Almighty, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Hakim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is All Wise. That in instances like this, when these people came to the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they made these objections, on the one hand, the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah could have destroyed them. But on the other hand, the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to man the importance, the significance of the ulum and the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا خَلْقُكُمْ وَلَا بَعْثُكُمْ إِلَّا كَنَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا. Going forth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, your creation, in other words, Allah ta'ala created you, وَلَا بَعْثُكُمْ, and neither is your raising after the death, إِلَّا كَنَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا, except like one single soul. Like how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created the millions and the billions and the trillions of souls, and like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect each and every soul that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. But in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to create the trillions and to create one is all the same. In other words, there is no difficulty upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatsoever. Like how a person does one thing, he manufactures one thing, for him is easy, and then to manufacture a thousand becomes difficult. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that it is all the same for Allah, there is nothing. For Allah it is the word kun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the command of kun, and everything comes into being. Inna Allah sami'un basir. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sami'. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all hearing. Allah rabbul izzat hears the objections of man. Basir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all beholding and all seeing, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sees our movements and our actions. So in short, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his qudrat and his power, carrying on from the previous ayat in which Allah spoke about creating and owning, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the master of the entire universe. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.